Well, approximately about 10 a.m. this morning, we got called to a downtown structure fire. Crew said upon their arrival, there was flames visible on the east side of the building, which is right next on the alley side. We sent a attack crews in the front of the building, hoping to knock it down and push what fire we did have, push out the it was a big garage door is what it was. Hope to push the fire out the garage door. Well, in these old buildings down here, there's a lot of voids and spaces in these buildings. And, you know, unfortunately, fire got up in the walls and got up into the second floor. We did a great job knocking down that initial fire. But before we knew it, the fire already extended up into the second floor. Sent crews up, tried to knock it down. And probably within 30 minutes, the fire was already burning through the roof. So it ventilated itself through the roof. And at that point in time, you know, we, due to safety reasons, we pulled firefighters out. Had to go to a defensive attack. I had firefighters going into the building next door, which is a building at the sports club, Frankfort Sports Club. So we had crews going up in there to try to prevent fire extension up into that building. Got everybody evacuated out of that building and out of the apartments. And we was on a defensive attack on the initial building and trying to keep the fire from spreading. Well, the side of that building is about 15 feet higher than the other building. So there's a couple windows and stuff in there, and this old brick and mortar, you know, heat can get through there very easily. So this fire extended into the a void space in between the ceiling and the roof of the second building. So that building got taken off. And in the meantime, we had Lebanon's aerial en route for mutual aid. And then we also had all of our volunteer departments en route to cover headquarters, Station 2 and Station 3. So we had the rest of the city covered in case any other emergencies arose. We had an all-call for all of our firefighters to report to headquarters to get these guys out of the fire. We were actually, out of 37 firefighters, we had 34 respond. We got a couple guys are out of, one guy's out of the country, and a couple guys are out of the state today, so they were not able to get here. So we had a great turnout with our off-duty firefighters coming here and help battle this fire. Crews did a great job. Very happy and very proud of what they did. They did keep the fire from spreading on down into the building on the corner. So I mean, I'm very proud with our efforts and, you know, with the wind, I think we had a 15 to 20 mile an hour wind. And when you got something like that and you got fire already burning through the roof and the wind's pushing it, so you're battling that, and not to mention you're battling, you know, at 10 a.m., you know, it still was, in the teens, right. Cold. So, you know, you start spraying water, you got everything freezing up on you. The guy's coming out of the fire. As soon as you come out, everything, your equipment, everything freezes. So, you know, so now you're not only battling the fire, you're battling the elements from outside, and which makes it really tough. Yeah, we had a firefighter fall through the second floor. And, you know, one thing about our fire department is this past year we started training quite a bit on a firefighter down mayday call, and, you know, in case something like this happens. And our firefighters responded very well to that, and we had crews in and had him out of that position, found him and got him out of there ASAP. And guys did a great job doing that. I talked to Gray before he got taken to Lafayette Hospital. And, you know, he had a smile on his face, and he said, said his leg was hurting a little bit. Obviously we needed him to go get checked out if Greg had his. So anyways, you know, luckily Greg's a very in shape guy, and he was able to sustain that fall and kind of walked away in the ambulance with a smile on his face, thinking, you know, holy crap, that was pretty scary. There's it's going to be under investigation. We actually, you know, our investigators and we actually have the state fire marshal's office down here now are going to be taking that investigation over when our firefighters release the scene. So I don't, you know, they got a lot of digging to do. You know, we know about where the fire started, so but we don't know what caused it. So, you know, they got their work cut out for them because, you know, we're the first building. I mean, it's just a pile of rubble inside.